Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jan Hook from PPF. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome you to the conference call, where we are going to present and discuss the company's results for the first half of this year that were published earlier today. We will take you through the presentation that we are streaming on the link that you received as part of your connection instructions. The slides are also available for download on the website of PPF Telecom Group, www.ppftelecom.eu, in the investor section under the financial report header. Let me introduce today's speakers who will be giving the presentation and who will be available to answer your questions after the presentation. It's Mr. Balesh Sharma, the Chief Executive Officer of PPF Telecom Group, and Mr. Lukáš Kubesa, the Financial Manager of PPF Telecom Group. The main part of today's presentation will be an update on our operating and financial performance, followed by a Q&A session to answer questions that you might have. And with that, let me hand over to Mr. Balesh Sharma to commence the presentation.
Thank you, Jan, and good afternoon, everybody. Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening in your parts of the world. Thank you for joining us today. The highlights, the header of the slide 4, as you might be seeing, is very clearly saying the two good news items. Strong performance, yet another quarter of strong performance, and a new partnership announced with E&D in July, in August, that we talked about in the last investor call. Moving to details. Firstly, the business operating environment in all our markets has remained stable. The total number of mobile customers at the end of June reached 18 million, growing in all of our markets. The structure of our customer base, that is the postpaid component of the base, is also improving in all our markets. One of the main driving forces, obviously, is the rising 5G mobile services, which we've rolled out in 4 of the 5 markets. Serbia, we still await the auction, post which we will roll out the 5G there too. And we made an important step in Slovakia, where we finally signed a network sharing agreement with Deutsche Telekom's T-Mobile. That will give a further boost to the quality of our network in terms of reach, in terms of quality and consistency, as also in terms of capacity. And that will bring clear benefits to our customers and ultimately our brand in that market. We continue progressing also our presence in the fixed broadband market. We now have 1.1 million subscribers in FBB. The vast majority of this, as you know, is Czechia or Czech Republic, where we are investing substantially in deploying our own fiber on top of the ADSL or copper presence that we had across the country. And where we are in the process also of acquiring a mid-sized fixed internet provider called NEC that we signed in the quarter 2 and talked about. Almost at the fag end of getting the approvals or regulatory approvals for it, once the approvals happen, we will be beginning the consolidation of NE in Czech Republic. Secondly, we posted a strong headline growth in EBITDA after leases of 7.7% year on year. This is a positive contribution from all our business units. The figure was somewhat helped by appreciation of the Czech krona, with the actual underlying growth on a slightly smaller scale. On the cost side, while the inflationary environment in our markets has been slowing and easing this year, we retain a sharp focus on operating costs, hence the EBITDA growth. Thirdly, we made an important announcement that I talked about in August, forming a regional partnership with E&D, a global technology and investment group. In essence, we agreed to sell a 50% plus one share in 4 of our country operations to EN. So our business is in the markets of Slovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Serbia, both the consumer, the Custco business and the Netco or the set-in business, 50% plus one share of that is being envisaged to be sold to EN. This, the rationale of the deal for us, while it comes on the next slide, but rationale of the deal for us is that we get 2 strong partners to come together, the joint financial muscle, the joint market execution muscle. We get incrementally EN's financial support, and we get incrementally EN's deep telco domain knowledge, EN's price book, buying equipment, etc., for 15 markets, EN's wholesale and roaming arrangements, etc., will clearly bring synergies post-completion, and those have not been baked in into our financial projections at the moment. So clear synergies will come through, and we look forward optimistically to get this deal approved across the various jurisdictions, and are hoping to see it through by about quarter one of next year. Lastly, we further strengthened our liquidity position for the group this year. We contracted a total of 1.5 billion euro of new funding, and we have basically covered and prolonged all the debt maturing before March 2025 with utilized or undrawn loan facilities. With this, I would want to transition to the next slide. The next slide being the strategic rationale of the new partnership. I will move on from there because we just talked about it. And also, I did talk about it in the investor call in August, and the details of that are available on our investor pages if you need to look at. The next slide, the slide six, is about the calendar of our achievements, and the only new ones involved there are the ones I talked about, the network sharing in Slovakia and the SPA with EN for the four geographies. Moving to the slide seven. Well, the slide seven, well, I know that all of you who've been on these calls earlier are familiar with the slide, but I am assuming that there would be some new people on the call. So please beg your indulgence for the people who've already heard me talking about it. Well, this slide brings the PPF Telecom Group business profile at a glance, how we are currently structured. Setin, which is a network company, or the infrastructure company, is in Czechia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Serbia, and then O2 networks that we've separated within Slovakia are currently sitting outside Setin. Czechia and Slovakia operate under the O2 brand, whereas the other three countries operate under the Eitel brand, and you have the details available on the slide for you to look at later. Moving on to the regional market overview slide, which is the slide eight. Well, the key message in this slide is that across our market, we have three principal mobile operators, and the threats from new entrants are limited for the foreseeable future, as we are successfully competing in these markets against our Western operators in each country. Four of our markets, as I talked about, have already rolled out 5G. So stable situation in market construct and therefore clear long-term visibility of the markets. Moving to slide nine, the key message that you will see on the slide nine is that the market share, the revenue market share on mobile, in each of our markets, we are either holding or improving that. So very, very, very stable market situation, and slowly improving in certain markets where there was an opportunity to do so, but while looking at overall market growth and opportunities to grow our revenues within that. Moving to the commercial updates for the quarter, which is the slide 10. Well, talking of O2 Czech Republic and O2 Slovakia first, on the mobile and fixed, there has been a solid growth on across mobile and fixed and TV, driven by successful bundling strategy in the Czech Republic. Then we've continued our momentum in 5G. FWA services rollout across our markets, except in Serbia, where we have 5G on a wholesale arrangement with Telekom Serbia. There we have a wholesale arrangement for connecting using the fiber from Telekom Serbia. We also have an IRU arrangement with Telekom Serbia, therefore have access on long term to that fiber. And we can exercise the IRU options selectively as needed. We've also got a content arrangement now with Telekom Serbia for a long term. So that's how we operate in Serbia. We have newly introduced IPTV services in Hungary and Bulgaria, and we are continuing to deploy these on our group TV platform that is hosted by Setin, our infrastructure company. Looking at the network, we are obviously proud of the perception of quality of our networks among our customers, and the independent awards that we have earned are attesting the same objectively. We see it as our mission to provide people with access to high-quality, affordable connectivity and digital solutions. This is our main contribution to more productive, healthier, and safer lives of the communities that we serve. And that's a good segue for me to move to our ESG slide, which is the slide 11. We have recently published our second sustainability report, where we are documenting our sustainability strategy and how we've advanced in it in 2022. I encourage you to pay a visit to the sustainability section of the PPF Telecom Group's website, where you can access not only the 2022 sustainability report, but also similar reports and news from our operating subsidiaries. The technology pillar is obviously one where we can make the biggest difference. Our objective in this area mainly concerns the rapid deployment of 5G in our markets. We are on track to achieve our targets of 50% population coverage by the end of next year and 80% by 2027. We believe by creating these networks, we are enabling our customers, both consumers and business, to be able to optimize their own impact on the environment by using more digital services and using more remote working and remote conducting of business opportunities that we create on top of our network. So this we see as a key responsibility and are proud to be announcing progress on that. Our objectives are also about security of customer data, prevention of cyber attacks, and training our users in the digital skills and internet safety. We have a proprietary security solution that we are deploying to mobile subscribers across the group's footprint, and our O2 or Yetel subsidiaries run programs promoting digital skills and literacy in the communities that we operate in. Ultimately, all these activities are about bridging the digital divide, and we work on each of those fronts. In the deployment of the best available technology, we see the opportunity to minimize our impact on the environment. We are working on a decarbonization plan in line with SBTi requirements. We have committed publicly to set the SBTi or science-based target next year to reduce scope 1 and scope 2 emissions by 40% by 2030. We are making progress on this front and raising the share of renewable electricity that we consume. Our first success stories are set in Serbia, where 100% of the electricity usage in our network is already renewable, and set in Bulgaria, where we have tied up for a photovoltaic plant and have already started production and consuming electricity from the photovoltaic sources. And we expect to source at least 80% of electricity consumption from this power plant. The people pillar is about putting people at the center of our business, listening to both our customers as well as our employees, and adjusting our business accordingly. Our objectives in this area are, for instance, minimum 60% participation in annual employee surveys, improvement of customer engagement processes, essentially listening to our customers, collecting and incorporating their feedback, and also talent development programs promoting diversity in the group talent pool. To quote just one example, at present, 20% of our senior management positions are 20% of all the senior management and 15% of technical positions across the group are held by women. Not bad, but we can do so much better, and we will. I hope that these selected highlights will help you persuade you to visit the sustainability section of our group's website and see what else we are doing there. Well, this is all from me for today on the general business update, and I'm now handing over to Lukasz for the update on our financial operations and performance.
Good afternoon. Let me comment on our financial performance in the first half of 2023 on my slide 13. Our consolidated revenues grew by almost 9% year over year, while domestic revenues, excluding the low margin international transit, grew by 9%. Excluding positive FX impacts, predominantly Czech crown appreciation, the growth would be 7%. The growth is driven by the continuous demand for our telecommunication services related to higher data consumption and the continuation of migration of prepaid customers to contracts. Partially, the growth is impacted by the price increase of our services. We had to cover or continuing inflationary pressure across our countries on our cost base. EBITDA after leases increased by almost 8% year over year, excluding the positive impact of Czech crown appreciation. The growth would be around 5% year over year. Despite strong revenue growth, EBITDA is negatively impacted by the growing cost base, mainly energy costs, both prices and increased consumption driven by 5G and higher personal costs. CapEx, excluding spectrum, has remained relatively flat, reaching 14% of revenues, driven principally by substantial investment in the mobile network modernization, 5G rollout, and fiber rollout in Czech Republic. Free cash flow, excluding one-off spectrum payments, remained healthy, having grown 7% year over year. On my slide 14, you can see the total number of our mobile subscribers is growing in most markets, except for small decrease in Bulgaria, where continue the consolidation of multiple SIM cards within the population. More importantly, the number of postpaid customers, the most valuable segment, continue to grow. On slide 15, we show the development of ARPU for each subsidiary. With customer seasonal variation aside, we can see a solid growth of, in most markets in terms of local currencies. The Czech ARPU in local currency slightly declined, but this is because of decrease in intercalling rates charged between operators. In Hungary, the growth in ARPU reflects a significant annual inflation in Hungary, which we had to partially reflect to our pricing of our services. Slide 16 shows a development of the footprint of our fixed services. The growth in active fixed broadband lines of certain Czech Republic continue, driven predominantly by the deployment of fiber. The composition of Cetin's access network is further improving, with only 11% of its total lines in the most remote locations remaining at speed below 5 megabits per second. Also, O2 broadband and O2 TV subscribers base is growing, in line with the trends in the previous period. We are gradually building fixed presence also in other countries, although the scales incomparable to Czech Republic, where we have an advantage of incumbent national network. In Serbia, we have made a deal with Telekom Serbia towards the end of 2021 to obtain wholesale access to their fixed fiber network for favorable terms, and we are continuing to grow our customers' base there. In other countries, our fixed wireless access customer base is growing. With our growing presence in fixed business, we are developing and investing in our group IPTV platform. We have introduced TV services recently in Hungary and Bulgaria, and now we are providing TV service in all our markets. On slide 17, you can see that the inflation in 2023 is still a big subject. Despite the slow easing, we still remain on significantly higher levels compared to 2 years ago. Our business is most affected by higher energy costs to operate our network and by the pressure on the personal expenses. In the first 6 months of the year, energy costs increased by almost 30% year over year, although this growth is partially driven by increased consumption, especially with the introduction of 5G mobile services. We now see that the situation is stabilizing with the prices both on spot and in long-term forward. In Bulgaria, we have secured fixed prices for next 10 years through a power purchase agreement for solar energy, and which will cover almost fully our consumption in Bulgaria at fixed price, and which will contribute significantly to our ESG ambition, as already Balázs mentioned too. Personal costs increased by 14% compared to the first half of 2021. This is partially due to higher number of FTEs for new projects, but we also see high pressure resulting from the labor market tension. To be able to deliver better quality of our services to our customers and sustain the investment into the networks, we had to reflect the significant cost increase in our prices towards the customers. On my slide 18, just brief update on the spectrum auctions across our market. We have obtained a renewal of 1800 megahertz spectrum in Slovakia earlier this year for the period from 2026. Later this year, we expect a renewal of 900 and 2100 megahertz bands in Slovakia and an important allocation of 700 and 800 spectrum in Bulgaria. Auction for 5G spectrum in Serbia, we expect it to take place in 2024. On slide 20, let me talk about key credit metrics and highlights. The group's total financial debt has remained materially the same during the first 8 months of the year. At the end of June 2023, the consolidated net leverage was at 2.5 multiple of EBITDA after leases, safely below our 3.2 times leverage threshold. We have, however, raised $1.5 billion of new funding this year that we used to prolong or cover all debts maturing before May 2025. In April, we raised $600 million backstop facility, which we later extended to 3 years until 2026 to cover €600 million euro bond of PPF Telecom Group maturing in 2025. We also secured additional €250 million facility at the same time. Both these facilities remain undrawn. Later in June, we obtained another €600 million 5 year facility, which we utilized in July to redeem the €600 million bond, which would have been due early next year. The only debt due within the next 18 months before remains the last Eurobond issued 7 years ago by the Czech Setin, which is due this December. We have a revolving facility of €2 million earmarked for the refinancing of this bond. The group kept more than €400 million of cash on its balance sheet as of end of June 2023. The rating of our bonds is derived from the corporate rating of PPF Telecom Group and Setin Group. Following the announcement of the intended partnership of PPF with EEND, all three major rating agencies have issued their rating updates. The overall impact is practically neutral. S&P put PPF Telecom Group on credit watch positive, Moody's, who maintain a negative outlook on PPF Telecom Group, and Setin Group rating haven't changed their rating, and Fitch retains stable outlook of PPF Telecom Group rating while putting Setin Group on rating watch negative. All these reports you can find published on our investor relationship website in the rating section. We have engaged all three rating agencies for assessment and evaluation for the potential impact of the intended partnership with EEND. I want to reiterate once more that we are contemplating several structure options and we anticipate confirming the future capital structure, financial policy and their rating implication in upcoming months. Our clear aim is to achieve the least disruption of the current rating structure. This means preferably avoiding triggering rating downgrades, change of control clauses or put options in the issued bond. All there is to be communicated at this time is what we have anticipate and continued debt market presence and strong level of investor engagement even after the closing of the transaction. But until we complete the rating assessment and evaluation process with the rating agencies, we have no comments to make on the future capital structure. And this is all from me today. Thank you for your attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the company presentation, and we are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to remove your question, please press star 2. Please ensure that your line is not muted locally when asking your question. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. We do not have any questions on the call at this time, so I will hand the floor back to Jan.
This is Jan Hook again. Thank you all for attending today's call. If you still have any follow-up questions, you are welcome to contact our investor relations and we will be happy to oblige. And now on behalf of the company, I would like to terminate today's call. Thank you. Goodbye.